أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن أول بيت وضع للناس الذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين. Indeed, the first house of worship established for mankind is surely the one in Makkah Mukarrama, full of blessings and guidance for the worlds. Allah Ta'ala made it such that the Kaaba Sharif was the first house in the world created for the worship of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. When Allah Ta'ala sent Nabi Adam alayhi salam in the world, He commanded him to construct the Kaaba Sharif. And Allah Ta'ala told him, O Adam, build a house for me in the world around which you and your progeny will perform tawaf, just as the angels perform tawaf around the Baytul Ma'mur in the heavens. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhuma reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah Ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam to command Adam alayhi salam to build the Kaaba. When Adam alayhi salam completed building the Kaaba, he was instructed to walk around it in tawaf. He was also informed, you are the first man, and this is the first house erected for people to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is consensus in this matter that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam constructed the Kaaba Sharif, and there are some narrations which are reported from Sahaba radiallahu anhum and tabi'een rahimahumullah, also indicating that the Kaaba Sharif was constructed before Adam alayhi salam. It is reported from Hazrat Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, Hazrat Qatada rahmatullah alayhi, and Hazrat Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi, that the Kaaba Sharif was created by Allah Ta'ala himself without the medium of the angels 2000 years before the creation of the earth. In their narration it is mentioned that initially everything was covered by water. Thereafter a bubble appeared on the surface of the water, and that was the spot chosen for the Kaaba Sharif. Everything else was then spread out around the spot, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the earth. Similarly, it is reported from Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, and Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, that the angels constructed the Kaaba Sharif with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 2000 years before the creation of Adam alayhi salam. In their narration it is mentioned that after Nabi Adam alayhi salam constructed the Kaaba Sharif and performed tawaf around it, the angels met him and congratulated him, saying, we had constructed and performed Hajj of this Kaaba 2000 years before you. There is no contradiction between these narrations, as it is concluded that the Kaaba Sharif was constructed twice, the first time by Allah Ta'ala himself and the second time by the angels. In some narrations it is mentioned that Adam alayhi salam built the Kaaba Sharif, while other narrations mention that the Kaaba Sharif was sent down from the Baytul Ma'mur by Allah Ta'ala. Similarly, some narrations mention that at the time Nabi Adam alayhi salam constructed the Kaaba Sharif, he was assisted by Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam and the angels. It is mentioned in Ojazul Masalik, Hazrat Mulana Zakariya rahmatullahi presented many narrations from the Sahaba through which the above mentioned narrations can be reconciled. Hazrat rahmatullahi mentioned that Nabi Adam alayhi salam constructed the foundation of the Kaaba Sharif with the assistance of the angels, and thereafter with the command of Allah Ta'ala, the structure of the Kaaba Sharif was sent down from the Baytul Ma'mur and placed on the foundation laid by Adam alayhi salam and the angels. Nabi Adam alayhi salam gathered rocks from five different mountains, and thereafter built the foundation of the Kaaba Sharif with the angels. The five mountains from which he gathered rocks were Mount Lebanon, Mount Sinai, Mount Zaita, Mount Judi, and Mount Hira. It is reported that the Kaaba Sharif remained from that time of Adam alayhi salam until the flood of Nuh alayhi salam. At that time the Kaaba Sharif that was sent from the Baytul Ma'mur was raised from the earth. Hence, the subsequent Anbiya alayhi salam that came in the world between the time of Nuh alayhi salam and Ibrahim alayhi salam, they would perform tawaf around the place of the Kaaba, though the Kaaba Sharif was not there and not existent. So the history of the Kaaba Sharif is very, very rich. It continues every week, inshallah, we will speak about the history of the Kaaba Sharif. But this is to highlight that Allah Ta'ala has given us a place of worship. One is the Kaaba Sharif, the first house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And secondly, we have the masajid, wa annal masajida lillah, that belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to show the utmost reverence and sanctity and observe all the adab for the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And especially on a Friday, try and take out more time to spend more time in the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a Friday, because Friday is a blessed day and we have specific a'mal. For example, the recitation of Surah Kahf and the Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then dua between Asr and Maghrib. So these are opportunities. There's a hadith speaking about coming early to the masjid, sitting early in the masjid, waiting for the khutbah, etc. So how we can make our schedule accordingly to gain maximum benefit from the day of Friday and from the masjid on the day of Friday and every other day in our lives. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.